Well, more and more of the world's professional golf tours are coming on stream as we get further into 2019. And this week we'll be having a look at three events, starting first with the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship in Abu Dhabi in the Middle East. First event of the year on the European Tour, not their season, of course, because that season started late in 2018. We'll take a look at a new event on the LPGA Tour, the DR Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions in Florida. And the PGA Tour event is in the desert this week in La Quinta in California. It's moved to the mainland after two events in Hawaii. So three events well worth having a look at, and plenty to talk about as we try and decipher the fields and hopefully find a winner and hopefully provide a bit of a return for those investing in the tournaments. Starting in Abu Dhabi, it looks a little like a PGA Tour event to a large extent. You've got Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka in the field, the number two and three in the world. Justin Rose is actually playing in California. Johnson was ninth and second in his only two starts in this event. He got better as the week went on Maui a couple of weeks ago, where he finished fourth. There was no doubt about that. He finished fairly strongly there. So at $6.50, I guess, as the world number three, and as a golfer that's played pretty well here in the past, he deserves to be the favourite. $6.50 is pretty short in any professional golf tournament these days, but he's got to be some sort of a chance, you'd think, to be very much in contention as the week progresses. Brooks Koepka's played here just the once. He missed the cut here back in 2014, and he hasn't been back. So it's a bit of a concern in that regard, Brooks Koepka. But he's been playing well enough of late. He was admittedly well back in the field of the Tournament of Champions. He was 24th in a field of, 33 or so there. He did play quite well in Japan when he played there late in the year. That tournament that he played at the Tournament of Champions was his first tournament for probably the best part of 5 or 6 weeks, so maybe we can forgive him that one bad run. I'm sure he'll bounce back a little bit this week, but the fact that he hasn't returned to Abu Dhabi suggests that maybe he's not particularly keen on the golf course. I don't know for sure, but there is a bit of a concern in that regard. He's at $10, Brooks Koepka, but for mine, I don't think I necessarily will be considering him as a potential winner. Tommy Fleetwood's been a winner of this event in each of the last 2 years. His form prior was horrible in this event, but he's developed into such a good player over the last 2 or 3 years, and he's been so solid through 2018, especially late. That, along with the fact that he has been a two-time winner of the event, suggests that he's going to be a real factor, is Tommy Fleetwood. He's at $12. Thomas Peters was very solid late in the season last year. He won the World Cup, of course. He was a co-winner of the World Cup with his teammate there, Thomas Dietrich. He's had three top fives in his last four starts here, including when second in 2016. I think he's a great chance this week, especially at the odds, $21. I think that's pretty good value for Thomas Peters. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him right in the mix towards the end of the week. Hendrik Stenson was fourth in his last two starts in Indonesia and at the Hero World Challenge, and he was 12th in Dubai. So he's been playing well enough in his more recent starts. He has played this event very well in the last few years also. So Hendrik Stenson at $15, given the class of player that he is, got to be some sort of a factor. Tyrrell Hatton at $21, played very well late in 2018. He's got a very solid record here, Tyrrell Hatton. I think at $21, those odds appear rather juicy. And I think if you were looking for a player from left field, and I know this is a kind of a strange one, but we're always trying to find some real value. Pablo Larrabal played better late in the season, late last year. He's been a winner and a runner-up here in the past, Pablo Larrabal, the Spanish golfer. And given the fact that, as I said, he played a little bit better towards the end of the season, and he clearly has a love for this golf course, having been a winner and runner-up, at $101, Pablo Larrabal, I think, is well worth having a speculative bet on. So those are the players that we'll be keeping an eye on: Dustin Johnson, Tommy Fleetwood, Thomas Peters, Hendrik Stenson, Tyrrell Hatton, and Pablo Larrabal there at the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship, which gets underway on Thursday. The LPGA Tour, as I said in my lead-in, is playing the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. It brings together the winner, or the available winners of events on the LPGA Tour over the last 2 years. It's one of four new events on the LPGA Tour this season. It's the first time the LPGA have actually held a Tournament of Champions for more than 10 years. It's been played in Lake Buena Vista in Florida. not a lot of events in Florida on the LPGA Tour, interestingly enough, but this certainly gets the season underway. There'll be a bit of rust on the clubs of many of them, no disclosed form on the golf course, so many variables. The fact that it's also a pro-am format, a bit like the AT&T Pebble Beach tournament, the Dunhill Links tournament, the New Zealand Open now is also a pro-am format. So a lot of things to consider in terms of the possible chances, and we probably really have to just rely on the best players in the field for possible chances. And, of course, that gets back to the likes of Ria Jutanugan, who's at $5.50. Lexi Thompson won the Tour Championship in November. She's at $7.50. And I think Brooke Henderson also always more than capable of giving a sight. She's at $12. Minji Lee, interestingly enough, is not playing the event, second on the money list last year. She's made the decision to not start her season until the LPGA Tour arrives in Australia for the Vic Open and also the Australian Women's Open. But the one Australian in the field will be Catherine Kirk, who won an event on the LPGA Tour a couple of seasons ago. We head to California to the Desert Classic, where John Rahm will be the defending champion. He won the Hero World Challenger a month or so ago, 5 or 6 weeks ago. He was eighth on Maui a couple of weeks ago. He deserves to be the favourite, and he's sure to give a sight given the fact that he is the defending champion, is John Rahm. He's at $8.50. I guess you have to decide yourself whether you think those are good enough odds to have a speculative bet on him or a bet on him. I would imagine he's going to be some sort of a factor this week. Justin Rose, the world number one's in the field. Been a long time since he played here, back in 2010. So that's 8 or 9 years since he's played this event. But he's played okay earlier in his career. He finished third in 2007, admittedly. That's, 12 years ago or so. A little bit disappointing in Indonesia, and his last start was Justin Rose. But prior to that, his form was just so good. And, of course, he is the world number one. So Justin Rose looking to rekindle some of that form that he showed here earlier in his career at this particular event. He's at $10. I think Adam Hadwin, the Canadian, who has a really good record here, he's been third, second and sixth in his last three starts in this event. He really didn't play all that well in Hawaii, but a couple of good finishes earlier in starts late in 2018 suggest Adam Hadwin is in good shape to continue what has been an outstanding record in this particular event. He's at $26 as Adam Hadwin. Charles Howell's at $21. I know we mentioned him last week and he went pretty well last week. He's closing in on another win after winning recently and does have form in this event with plenty of top 20 finishes, Charles Howell. He just seems to have found a new lease of life for this game in more recent times. He's at $21. And a player at slightly longer odds that I think may be worth keeping an eye on and maybe having a bit of an investment on is Lucas Glover, who played very well late in 2018. He's had a lot of very good, solid finishes here, Lucas Glover. He too, a bit like Charles Howell, has found something in his game in more recent times to become or to return to being the player that he once was, a player that, of course, at one stage won the US Open, and he's been in pretty good form of late. So Lucas Glover at $41, Charles Howell at $21, Adam Hadwin at $26, Justin Rose at $10, and John Rahm at $8.50. They're my players for this week's event on the PGA Tour, the Desert Classic, being played in La Quinta in California. Good luck with your investments this week. I'm Bruce Young.